The unhappy end to that march in L.A. Is there another message there? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. L.A. Police Chief William Bratton has ordered a review of what happened after Tuesday's immigration march in L.A., which ended with police firing foam bullets into a rally at MacArthur Park. A group of young guys, in the words of one witness, started provoking the police at the end of a peaceful march, and when the police decided to disperse them, everybody came to see what was going on, including reporters like Mark Coogan.
You didn't have to whack people, and you definitely didn't have to open fire with the rubber bullets.
But they did open fire with the rubber bullets, and they did whack people, including a Fox camera woman.
You see us on the right side of the screen. Patty goes down. I am trying to protect her, but they don't stop.
In fact, the police marched without hesitation right into the TV camera positions, apparently because their orders were to clear the park, and that meant everyone. And suddenly, you see otherwise peaceful demonstrators getting really angry. You see reporters getting really angry. And instead of leaving, some of them turn to confront the cops and shout at them. Everybody's forgotten about the thugs by now, and the cops become the bad guys. And I look at this, and I think, if reasonable people here in America can get upset with their local police over an incident like this involving plastic bullets, what must it feel like when there's a foreign security force coming into your country with real bullets, even tanks, sometimes making mistakes and saying it's all for your own good, and then trying to prove they're on your side by painting your school? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.